What is up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. I apologize for keeping you out in the dark for a little bit. I did make a podcast earlier, so I'm back. I do apologize about the background music, background noise. It is the football game. I have an announcement to make, and I'll be doing that right about now. Alright, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. Again, I apologize for keeping you out in the dark so long, whatever the case may be. With that being said, Sunday, I'll be dropping the first official video on the, I think it's EJ or Janie's Investigation YouTube channel. So that's going to be fun. It's not going to be, like, you know, this high quality, like, you know, like spooky music and all this other shit. It's going to be recorded from the phone, from our phones. But I'm very excited about that. This is our first haunting, I guess you want to call it, whatever. We're going to a cemetery out here in Allentown. So that'll be, we're probably going to do the, honestly, I think we might record it Friday and, you know, try to edit, kind of leave the boring shit out for the most part, you know, and do the, drop it on, what you call it? So, yeah. So that's a thing. So we're definitely gonna hit that. Like I said, I believe it was like E&J or Janie's Investigation. Right now I believe we have like a, what the hell is his name? Resident Evil. My friend has the Resident Evil stuff up there. excuse me, I apologize. What else? There's so much we got going. Alright, so we got that. And then when he works the weekends at the nursing home and I'm off from my job on the weekends, I'm gonna do stuff. So, like, I'm gonna do other videos. Like, I don't know if I wanna just do, like, haunted videos or, like, you know, just random shit, but I'll probably do that to my own channel. I do have a channel as well that has games on a gameplay, video game play. I have GTA 5 and I think like one Call of Duty game. excuse me. I believe Tuesday, tomorrow or Wednesday, I'm going to be dropping another GTA 5 video. So y'all should check that out too. That's under J, just the letter J, Dewey, D-E-W-Y. Not really sure how that translates into like foreign countries' use of YouTube, unless it's like the same shit when you do it. Whatever. So we got that coming out. I got my own shit coming out, and then on top of it, like I told you in last week's episode or the last podcast I did before this one. We're gonna have like a, depending on how long I decide to make this series, it's not really a series, I mean it kinda is, but depending on how long I make it go, I might, I'm dropping a like story time kinda. I'm gonna share stories. I mean, I could probably drop like a story here for a second part. I might actually start a story. And basically, just going to be talking about my long distant relationships that I've had. And, I'm not going to drop no names, and I'm not going to say, like, you know, I'm not dropping names. Let me just put that. I'm not dropping names. And, yeah, so I might give a little preview to you guys ahead of this video, or ahead of this podcast. So I might actually add it as a part, an extra part to this. So yeah, so we got YouTube dropping. I'm so happy now. It's been a long time coming. It really has been. I'm excited to get this shit done. I'm excited to see what this cemetery has to offer. Whether we catch something, you know, visible to everybody, you know, on camera, or if we don't. But I'm definitely gonna hit that cemetery. The cemetery. There's a few out here now in town. And then I might, or not then I might, but we might hit the hotel. I want to say like January or February of next year, depending on what we're doing with this whole pandemic. And then when it's safe to travel again, I have a few spots I want to hit that I've been looking into. But as long as everybody likes the videos and shares them and, you know, just enjoys, you know what I mean? So what else? So we got YouTube for me and my friend. We have the YouTube channel myself. I feel like there should be more to tell you, but you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to end it here, and I'll start up with some story time. Okay, guys? So let's get it. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the channel, to the podcast. So where to begin with the experience and the love and the heartbreak of long-distance relationships? I have a few stories I could say. I could do one. All right, so we'll do one. This is when I was living in Pennsylvania. Like, I'm still in Pennsylvania, but like this is prior to like I moved to Florida. I forget what year it was, but prior to this, I was with this girl. I'm not gonna say her name. I've dated two girls from Florida. Mind you, they're separated by a couple good thousands of miles, kinda. Can't even say thousands, because now I'm making it seem like it's on the other side of the world. Whatever. Y'all understand my concept. Anywho. So we were together, you know, and like, again, I was stupid, and I was like, oh, I love you. And, you know, she said it back, and she's like, I didn't know if you were going to say it, blah, blah, blah. You know, the normal shit. When you're young and you're dumb, that's really what you're looking for. Someone to, like, you could just say, I love you, too. Well, for me, I've done that a few times. This one, honestly, this one, I mean, it lasted a few months, okay? It lasted a few months. Again, a couple thousand miles away from each other, so, like, I'm surprised it lasted as long as it did. You know, and it's just funny because, like, at one point, this girl lived down south. Or she lived up north in, like, Ohio or some shit, and all that. And we were gonna hang out with her and her friend. But that didn't go as planned. I'm kind of glad it didn't go as planned, because, like, we really did have, like, a hard time being together. Again, yes, long-distance relationship, it's self-explanatory. Long distance. You know what I mean? So, that happened. We dated for, I want to say, unofficially, like, 7 months. You know, it wasn't the greatest. It wasn't the funnest thing ever. It sucked. Again, when you're young and you want to feel that secure blanket of love and secure from someone, and that's what it was. I think that's what we both were looking for. Again, I was up here, I was working, busting my ass, and she always wanted me, like, oh, come down here, move down here, and I kind of looked at her, like, you know, because I used to FaceTime. Yeah, so, like,
you know, we're away. We can't, you know, see each other. So, we, you know, whatever. We did a lot of FaceTime and we got into it a lot and argued a lot. And I liked her. She was a cool girl. But, I mean, it is what it is. Again, I apologize for the background noise. It is my TV. I'm watching a game. So, we, you know, when we were together and we got into arguments a lot because we couldn't see each other. And I understand that. Like, I understand why that happened. So, you know, and we dated twice. So, it's weird. We dated more than twice? Three times? Four times? I forget how many times. We've dated. We were on and off a lot. One night, while we were together, I found out she cheated. And, I mean, of course, unofficially, we weren't together. So, like, I shouldn't have been mad, but I was pissed. I did make some not so nice comments to her, put it nicely. You know, we went back and forth, called each other names, and, like, hated each other, and that's reasonable. I understand that. But at the same time, like I said, you was always looking for love, no matter what, right? So, you know, while we were together, like, it was cool because I got to speak to her a lot and got to talk on camera and whatever. And from time to time, I questioned on why I was in this relationship. And, yeah, it was interesting. It was very interesting. Again, I'm not going to drop no names. I'm not that type of person. To this day, I haven't spoken to her. No, I lied. I have spoken to her. But I haven't spoken to her recently. Because after we were together, and we broke up, that's when I took the time to kind of, like, look at myself. And then, like, a couple days later, we got back together. Like, literally, when we were on and off again, we were on and off again several times. And, like, even if I was in Florida, I don't think it would work just because of the simple fact of how it is. You know what I mean? With that being said, I'll tell y'all about the second part of the story. Maybe I'll drop another podcast tomorrow about it. Who knows? It's probably gonna be like a 3-part series. So be ready for that. But yeah. So I hope you guys like it, and I will talk to y'all later. Bye.